Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our sermon text this morning is the lesson that was just now read. This text brings before our minds and our imaginations the dreadful destruction of the day of judgment. It will be what St. Peter called the end of all things, and what St. Paul called the day appointed by God for judging the world. Maybe you saw the last Star Trek movie, in which a whole planet was destroyed with explosions and fires and convulsions and tremblings everywhere. A Christian can see that and can know that this is the way it will be on the last day of the universe. At that time, all of this will happen to manifest the holiness and the power of the Lord, who will call men to account and will sentence the ungodly to everlasting damnation. At this point, St. Peter asks, what sort of people should we be in view of all this? And the answer is, holy people, people of holy character. Now, this could be taken to mean that we hope to receive salvation on the day of judgment because of our good works. But that would be a hope built upon sand, for we know in our hearts how we sin against God and against our fellow man, and so do not deserve eternal life. One does not expect to learn any theology from murder mysteries. But sometimes, if the writer personally has a traditional Christian outlook on life, there will be a brief biblical witness in there among the murder and the mayhem. In one of Agatha Christie's stories, there is a proud, vindictive fifth warden who is about to become the next murder victim. And he says to his pastor, "I'm a just man. No one can deny that." The pastor wants to put in a word for mercy and says, "When the time comes for judgment, I should be sorry if the only plea that I had to offer was that of justice, because that would mean that only justice would be meted out to me." The other man literally does not understand what the pastor is talking about. And he says, "I've always done my duty." We should uphold the pastor on this point. There is indeed divine mercy for sinners, undeserved and free, for the sake of the atonement made by our Savior Jesus Christ. Through faith in Christ, we are now at peace with God, and we will receive nothing but benefit and consolation and promised blessings at the day of judgment. Therefore, we look upon the announcement of the last judgment as part of the comforting gospel message, and look forward with joy and anticipation to Christ's coming for this great event. What sort of people should we be as we wait for this second coming? People who are confident that Jesus is and will be our Savior, and who therefore honor and praise and thank and serve him willingly with holy love. To be sure, it is an imperfect holiness and service that we offer, and we do often become disgusted with ourselves in confusion over the way that we think and act and live. What we know is taking place in all believers, and it is a great pleasure to hear the gospel say to us in this pericope that at the day of judgment there will be a new heaven and a new earth in which nothing but righteousness will take place. The disfigurement of sin will give way to a complete spiritual transfiguration and renewal. The end of all things will become just the beginning of human history as God intends it to be, the beginning of those things which God has prepared for those who trust in him. Someone wrote recently that our future that we need to get back to the old path and to the truth taught by the Father. All of that is correct. But today I want to state also this. Our presence lies in our future. Our future as children of God is complete spiritual renewal and transfiguration, complete newness of life in the new heaven and the new earth. And those who look forward to such a future, to such newness, perfect newness, will of course begin to delight now in the renewal that takes place through daily confession and repentance. Our future is foreshadowed in our presence. And so St. Peter ends on this note: grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen.